Pay attention. Pray. Do something. You may be seated. Jesus took a little child and put it among them, and taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Long years predating the internet, these are not urban legends. Those outrageous and credible but sick lies that circulate on the internet and get people so upset. Not urban legends, these are true war stories. And this morning I'm thinking of two events from my own lifetime, two events and three. If my sermon this morning should be rated for mature audiences, I'm sorry about that. That's just the way it is. Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The first war story, the first event in my mind that never quite leaves my conscience was 1968, our My Lai massacre. The horrifying story with reports and pictures and facts that shade the atrocities of ISIS, put ISIS to shame, of an entire Vietnam village slaughtered, photographs of the dead, every human being in the village, old men, old women, young children, toddlers, suckling infants, murdered. Pictures of their corpses spread in news reports and magazine covers across the globe. An unspeakable atrocity that changed the moral being of America as we had always believed ourselves to be. Then he took a little child and put it among them. And taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The second story in my mind this morning was 1990, and you may remember this, in an intelligence gathering mission for the first Gulf War, American Special Forces were dropped into Iraq north of Kuwait. And their covert mission was highly classified to protect military plans and also the lives of American servicemen. And they were strictly and absolutely ordered to kill anyone who saw them, kill any witnesses to their presence. As it turned out, as it happened, they found themselves in an area where little children came to play, and the children were surprised to discover American soldiers in their playground. Reflecting on his strict orders and deciding deliberately to disobey them, the American officer in charge of the mission ordered his small reconnaissance force out immediately without harming one child. Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Now, as I said, there are two war stories and three. And in the war story of September 2015, the civilized world is appalled, horrified at reports and photographs and videos that we are seeing of this refugee crisis, the greatest humanitarian disaster since World War II, untold thousands of human beings fleeing toward Western Europe from the east and across the Mediterranean Sea from the south, thousands upon thousands of people every day. Oh my God, the humanity. And as I look at the pictures, I look into the eyes of every trusting child, and into the terrified faces of their parents traveling toward the Western world with hope ahead and death behind. The magnitude of it staggers the mind. Incredible, incomprehensible. No country on earth, not even ours, is prepared to meet such catastrophic need. Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Now, don't freak out. This is not an effort from the pulpit to stir your tears and break your resolve, your will to resist this human onslaught, which quickly and soon will challenge not only all of Europe and every decent European nation, but America, our cities, our small towns, our neighborhoods, our schools, our local governments, our social support infrastructures, resources, utilities, police, public safety, medical facilities, and more in generations to come will confront and challenge our culture, even as diverse as it already is and is becoming. Illegal immigration, or undocumented to be politically correct, is already a major issue in our developing presidential campaign that grows more and more heated by the day as the press fans the flames and we breathe in the hot air. The daily growing refugee flood from their south and east into the southern and central Europe, with their hopeful destination of prosperous and safer Western Europe, is overwhelming. And as it reaches across the Atlantic to our shores and our cities, as it most certainly will quickly and soon, the notion of a wall across our Mexican border will seem like trivial pursuit. I do not have an answer. God bless him. Speaking as the vicar of Christ, the Pope's answer is for every parish to adopt one refugee family, even as we did across America after the Vietnam War. You remember that, including the parish that Linda and I came from in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and including right here, Holy Nativity Episcopal Church, Panama City, Florida, the most loving and child-oriented parish I've ever served. I do not have answers. I am not Jesus Christ. I did not write today's gospel. All it takes to steal my heart is a child lifting his arms for me to pick him up. And looking at pictures of this human catastrophe, all I can see is the faces of children, the eyes of a child. In this humanitarian disaster, our Bishop Russell Kendrick reminds us, as we look at the pictures, that there is no such thing as other people's children. They are all our children. And the bishop asks that we do three things. Pay attention. Pray. Do something. Then he took a little child and put it among them. And taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me."